increase, and Target is not, or Target is a finished store on the inside, but and like Kohl's is finished. So I think I talked to you about the Walmart, the Pier 1, and Home Depot, how they're less because they're unfinished on the inside and they're just big box stores. But on Kohl's, it's got finished interiors, kind of high-end finished interiors. And also on your concern about changing the roof or doing the asphalt, now we do, on the asphalt, we give a depreciation on that, but we do not do that for roofs because this area has, we've had a lot of hailstorms, we've had tornadoes. So across the board, residential or commercial, we do not give any kind of depreciation to roofs themselves. They're part of the program, they come with the building. But if you got a brand new roof, we would not raise the value of your building because you have a brand new roof. So that's all I really have to say.
I agree with you that the sales are older, and we wanted to account for that. But the petitioner also believes that the sales are relevant in terms of the fact that this type of single tenant, sort of medium to big box type retail facility does not trade all that often, or if they do, they're usually portfolio transactions. These here, yes, they are older, and they all sold for a lot less than what the petitioner is proposing for this particular property.
But this area is a little bit unique in that people come here specifically for shopping. And so they are going to go into a Kohl's if it's there in that mall, because again, people may even make this a destination to come to shop for Christmas. So I really think that our value is a good one. We didn't raise your value in any way in the last 2 years, so we've been sitting at this about the same amount since 2015, and I think we're good where we're at the moment.
Any questions from the board?
Is the lease $5 a square foot? Is that what you said?
Yeah, we ran our pro forma income approach using a market rental rate of $5 per square foot, which is, if you look at the sales lease constant summary, it's right at the just above where the starting rent per square foot summary is.
Is that the
Where it says the $6.02 for asking rent per square foot, typically on asking rents, your prospective tenant will negotiate that down. Especially in this case, when you have a more risk of a single tenant, a larger retail facility of over 60,000 square feet.
So, what is the actual rent per square foot?
This is an owner-occupied property, so if they had a lease in place, it would not be an arm's-length transaction.
Okay. And were these the same numbers that were used on the Target analysis?
I do not have a Target analysis in front of me. I can't say that for certain.
Okay.
But they're, again, two different sized properties, probably different ages as well. I can't really make that an apples-to-apples comparison based primarily on the size of the property.
Yeah.
Are you also, and just to make clear, are you, I know you talked about downsizing. Are you arguing that these type of large retail establishments are not as in demand, so you're asking for a reduced value on that?
Correct. Correct. Yeah. This is a riskier facility based on it being just a single tenant facility of this particular size. They don't trade all that often, but I think it is important to recognize the fact that one parcel is improvements only and one is land only. And the proposed value that the petitioner is offering for both parcels combined is essentially deducting the land value as a tie back to the building valuation.
This is more your. You guys bailiwick than mine. I don't feel like I'm an expert in this type of analysis. But, yeah. Has it been consistent with the?
Has there been an appraisal? Has there been an appraisal?
Has there been an appraisal recently?
Not to my knowledge. I cannot tell you for certain.
Are these values consistent with the other stores in the?
Yeah. So if you look at Beacon, and they're kind of carved up kind of strange. Kohl's has its own, and the little square pulls the land off from it. But then if you look at the stores around it, like the Kohl's is it in our system, the way it figures it, it's like 2208 a square foot, even though they're really at like almost $46 a square foot for the actual structure. But when you look at it next to the other ones, that other one comes at 101, and you would divide that by five because there's five sections of stores that they're counting that at. So we're between 20 and 22 on those. And on our, let me go across the street here and look at what we've got for Target. Sorry, my internet's a little slow. I believe when we talked about it, the Target was at 20 something, wasn't it? So let me pull that up.
Can you hear the assessor, David?
I'm sorry, I did not catch that.
She was asking what you guys put Target at as far as per square foot, or I believe. Is that what you were asking?
Hang on a second.
Because I think you guys negotiated on the Target.
Yes.